Archbishop Paul Gallagher, you have been appointed as the nuncio to Australia, from Guatemala to Australia. What was your reaction, first of all, when you heard that you were being sent down under?
I must confess I was a little bit surprised. I had some of my other more senior colleagues in for that job, but I'm very honoured that the Holy Father should have thought of me. I think maybe under the circumstances, to have somebody who's a native English speaker in Australia at this moment working together with the local church may have some obviously positive advantages.
What are you most going to be sorry to leave behind, as it were, from your current posting there in Guatemala?
Well, I will be very sorry to leave the very fraternal and very friendly atmosphere which exists between this Apostolic Nunciature and the Episcopal Conference. We've worked very closely together. Sometimes also on issues, and also the fact that the bishops have been extraordinarily welcoming to me in inviting me to get to know their communities and to participate in the life of the local church here in Guatemala, and in particularly in the city of Guatemala. That's something which has really been a very strong point, an aspect of my work here. And I will miss that very much indeed.
You talk about some difficult issues. What have been the most difficult moments, perhaps, of your mission there in Guatemala?
Well, obviously, you know, the Guatemala is a country that is very prone to natural disasters. We've had some pretty tough times from typhoons and earthquakes. Quite recently, we had a very major earthquake, which has done a great deal of damage to one part of the country and in one of our dioceses. And then, of course, there have been difficult political moments as well. Shortly after I arrived here, there was a death of a distinguished lawyer, which threw the country into a great deal of confusion and political uncertainty. And the bishops, who have a great moral authority here, have, you know, worked with the nunciature and also other authorities to try and help Guatemala always to moving forward. Since 1996, we have peace agreements here, ending 36 years of armed conflict. But peace is not just the absence of conflict, and there are other forms of conflict other than armed conflict. And so those are the things that we've been working with, and which are always extremely difficult here and frustrating at times.
You are, I believe, or you were, the only English-born nuncio to have trained at the Pontifical Ecclesiastical Academy for diplomats here in Rome. Why do you think there are so few people like you who are training for the diplomatic service for the Holy See here at the Academy?
Well, we have a couple of young men who've come through in recent years who are working extremely well in nunciatures, and we have great hopes for them in the future. We have to remember that the Diplomatic Service of the Holy See is a worldwide operation. It is also, we have to say, very much an institution which is of an Italian culture. And not everybody can adapt and live within such a culture in a permanent thing. And we English are a little bit fixed in our ways sometimes. And therefore, I think we've had difficulty in getting people to train at the academy and then enter the service and then persevere in the service. By the grace of God, I've managed all those things, largely thanks to good nuncios I worked with who gave good example and were very encouraging and very fraternal in their support of me. But I think that we, you know, that England, church in England, should rightly make a contribution to the work of the Holy See at many levels, not just the diplomatic service. And we have people working in the Secretariat of State and other departments of the Vatican. We have to remember that we're a relatively a local church of modest dimensions, and we can only contribute so much because, well, we our priests back home working in the parishes, which is, again, our primary vocation. So whatever the church may ask us later on in life, but we all get ordained and joined to work with the people of God.
You were educated by the Jesuits, weren't you, back in your school days in Liverpool. How much do you think that education, that Jesuit education, in any way helped to prepare you for this diplomatic career, this globe-trotting career that you've undertaken since then?
I think that all the things that happened in my early life. I was born in a Benedictine parish in South Liverpool, and the monks there gave a fine example of a life of discipline and of prayer. I think that has helped me in my life, and certainly the Jesuits at the college I went to in Liverpool, St. Francis Xavier's. There too, I think the detachment and the commitment that the Society of Jesus has always had to its mission and to following, and particularly, what I was to say, also with the great sensitivity to what the Holy Father asks of them to do for the missions, and that I think has influenced me a great deal. I've always tried to be somebody who does the will of the Church. I've been asked to do, unless I've had great problems with it. And, thanks be to God, that hasn't actually happened so far, and I've always been able to say yes to the missions that they offer me, in many ways thanks to the wonderful support and love of my family, who've made enormous sacrifices, allow me to, as you say, to wander the world and to be away from them for long periods of time. But, yes, you're right in saying that the initial input, both from the Benedictines and the Jesuits, was extremely important. I think they were both rather disappointed, actually, when I decided to join the secular clergy of the Diocese of Liverpool.
You have worked now in Africa, in Latin America there, in Asia. You worked at the Council of Europe, and now you're off to Australia. Do you ever miss the life of a parish priest staying at home back in Liverpool there?
Oh, yes. Well, that's there's a certain degree of irony in the way my vocation has worked out, because when I decided not to be a Jesuit or not to be a Benedictine or not to be a Franciscan, I very much felt that I wanted to be a priest in Liverpool for the people of Liverpool. And then, of course, the Lord turned that me on my head, and I've only spent actually 2 years of my adult life in the UK. I went to the college in Rome when I was 17, came back, worked in a parish for 2 years after ordination, but that's the only time where, yes, of course, I do miss it. I think that in the heart of all priests, like, they are to work closely in that very intimate way that a parish priest works with people. But, I've also been very blessed in that most of the places I've been and worked in nunciatures, I've been able to get out and help out in parishes and have a real pastoral contact with the people. And that's been also a great source of encouragement. And sometimes, we'll have to say that it helps you get by, because inevitably there are aspects of your life which can be dry and can be, bureaucratic. And if you actually touch ground with that, what you're doing has relevance to the actual life of Catholic Christians, the parishes and the diocese, that, of course, makes it all worthwhile.